You'll know.
All right. How's everybody doing? Thanks for coming. Approval of minutes from last month. I already told most of you, but we don't really have minutes. We had them, the same thing we're doing now. We're taking them with audio. There was nobody to transcribe them, so I do have a copy of it. It's 37 pages long if anybody wants to look at it, or you can listen to the audio. It's on the website. But other than that, we don't really have minutes to approve. So, has everybody signed in and put their business card in the box? Okay. So let's start out with the 45-second business pitches.
I'll speak.
Okay. Some of you are trained and have been built here. Two businesses. I don't even remember how many years I've been in business, but a long time. As you may have heard, the Feds just went up on their rates again. So it's not helping the real estate industry at all, so that's what's happening. And my art and framing's still going. I'm busy because Sunshine Shop went out of business and framing to all of their customers, which I love.
Okay, cool.
If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have any income.
Hi. How's everybody? There's a sign-in sheet right here and a business card box. Joanne, we're taking minutes with the audio. We did the same thing last month. I don't know if...
Work for me. No argument here.
I was going to say, I just think you're probably wrong.
So we can carry on. Celeste, do you want to go?
Sure, absolutely. Sorry about that. So
okay.
I'm Celeste Nelson. I work at Girardi Insurance Services. I can help you with your customer service needs. I can also assist you if you have a claim. I am the claims person in the office. If you have an accident, a fire, anything traumatic in your life going on, I'm there to help you to make an easy transition to help you move your way through the whole process.
Awesome.
Eva Marie Roberts, Chase Building Supply, everything paint you can imagine.
David Delphi, Bank Hometown, all banking you can imagine.
Right.
We've got it all banking and painting right here.
My name is Stephanie, and I own SB Digital Services and support anywhere from digital ads all the way to graphics. It's a
dumpling
service. You want it, I got it.
All right.
Tara Penn, Director of Planning and Development for the Town of Topsom. I'm here to help out you guys, whatever you may need, answer whatever questions I can. Why, just today I made up an answer for David.
You
made up an answer.
This is a very good made-up answer.
I am even more confident that you guys own that piece.
Okay.
But... that's just based on looking at the parcel map.
Right.
So anyway, if you have any questions, I'm happy to provide an actual answer or make one up that sounds credible.
All right. Joanne?
I'm Joanne from T.
I own System Solutions of NE LLC. I take care of commercial, residential networks, computers, from basically Worcester all the way down to Norwich. My office is right up here at 1020 Riverside Drive.
All right. Sandy?
Chris is also known as like a superhero. Oh, just had to tell you.
We just heard that you guys were working together at 5 o'clock this morning.
Actually, I was panicking at 5, but I texted him at 10.
But did he make up an answer?
He made up an answer, but I kind of solved it. It was pretty good. But he was like right on call. I'm going to take my like... if it didn't work, he's going to fix it. my name is Sandy Lanasa. I'm the treasurer of the Thompson Business Association and the owner of Carrington Tax Service. And that's all I have to say.
I'm Brian Messina, B-Tech Services, B-Clef Music, Chair of EDC. Everything EDC. Go ahead.
Everybody's okay, so full service website design and development company. I do everything, you know, the whole spiel. So I do custom website design development, search engine optimization, marketing, logo design, blog writing, you name it. If it's online, I can help you optimize it and make it even better online. Visit yourpagetoday.com to learn more. We're always on the same page.
And I'm Dan Bennett, the owner of BBC Solutions, where we transform the space you live in to a place you'll love to be in. And I'm working pretty much daily with Jody right now, doing a lot of updates to our website. And we're creating a whole learning center now, so you can go on the website and get answers, real ones. And also, it's pretty exciting that it's a lot more work than either one of us, I think, thought about in the beginning, but very soon we're going to be adding calculators for every service that we offer. You're going to be able to go in there, move the sliders around to, you know, there'll be like home value, size of the room, and the quality of the finish, and then it will spit out a rough estimate for your project right there on the website. So you can get the information you need without even having to call. That's about it. Okay. Jody, you're up.
Okay, so I don't actually have a VP of marketing report. I've actually been absent for the past couple of meetings. I just found out last week I actually have a bad gallbladder, so I'm getting a scan tomorrow and hopefully a surgery scheduled soon thereafter to get it out. Then I'll be back to my old chipper self again, and I'll get those reports going in no time. So I'm sorry I don't have one.
Oh, no, you're good. I saw, is this the minutes on the website? You recently added that, or that's been there for a while?
That's been there.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah, you saw it in the audio files up there, too, and all that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. When I clicked on it on the email, it went to that page, and I didn't realize you had that page.
Oh,
so,
yeah, the page, you mean. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On the website.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Cool. So that if anybody doesn't know that, on the TBA Connect website, you can find the minutes for all the meetings. So, and the ones from last month are there. Except it's an audio file, and so you just have to listen to the whole meeting. But okay, Brian.
Okay, I've got a couple of things to put forward to you guys. One is that Turtle is doing a snack box project. They're going to have snack boxes at strategic locations within the school to help feed kids who maybe didn't get a good breakfast or something. Or need a boost during the day, or you know, whatever the reason. Right now they're conversing about whether to have fruit in it, which may not hold up very well. But what I thought of is we had been looking for food projects to sponsor. So if that's something that we think we want to help with.
Is it like a little, like the little library boxes? Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's going to be little boxes. Mike, who's the shop teacher, they're in design. They've got a couple to choose from. They're looking to get it going sometime early next year, I think. But if we're cool. interested in that, where we have money and we're looking for food-related projects,
yeah.
I can get a direct contact. And,
so this Mike guy is just making the boxes? That's what they're
yes.
working on? Oh, okay.
How many are they looking at right now?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll have to get more details. Mm-hmm. And when I was in school, you couldn't have snacks.
Oh, well, I know.
Yeah, they starve till lunchtime, starve till you get home.
I don't think it's a great idea. I think it's going to be somewhat distracting, but it's...
Oh, well.
They're into it. They're, yeah, they have special days... I think once a month when they have kind of a development day. So I participated in that in the last one. One other thing is they want to start a culinary department.
Good.
And they're looking for somebody to teach. So somebody you know has experience, even if it's a minimum of 3 years at a restaurant, they may not be certified, but the school could certify them. So if you know anybody, again, let me know and I'll get the direct contact with that.
Kai's or they use, they have a private chef who come in and she is local. I think she calls her company Gourmet by Grace.
Oh,
oh, we know
her.
Yeah,
she was just at the brewery.
She could possibly be a great candidate for that because her time is her own. She's not tied to a restaurant yet. So that, I think, would be a great resource.
She's we like Grace. I'll see if I can find her and make sure that they haven't found anybody, but they were still looking when I was there.
I have a woman that I work with. Her husband was a chef for many years, but has decided to be a stay-at-home dad with their new baby. Maybe might be something. I'll mention her tomorrow at work. Maybe.
Okay. And the last thing is they still have the pathways going on, which is where people go in and talk to the kids about, real life businesses and different work skills. And Dan is gone. I've gone. They're always, the kids are interested in people in the trades right now. So it's plumbers, electricians. If you know anybody that's interested in that, let me know. And I think that's it.
Above.
Were there any businesses?
No, and there were no new businesses. We still have 54 businesses registered on the website.
But you
just above all the pricing.
No, and that would be under EDC report.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Actually, a couple more things. When you put your business card in the box, it has to be yours.
The kitchen or the bathroom.
You can't write your name on someone else's because I have nothing to bring to Marie to put on the sign, which means I have to look up the information and tell Marie what to put on the sign. And there was a suggestion that we kind of monitor and don't have somebody win, like, very often. Well, if somebody just won last month,
and they're going to be on there again, yeah.
The suggestion would be to put it back in the box.
Also,
yeah,
rotate them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and we, it's just something where Marie had noticed that Stump Be Gone was on there just very recently.
Right.
I would have just passed it on to the next person if I won two months in a row.
Yeah, but, you know, she suggested maybe 6 months, and I said, well, it's a small group, so but I wanted to bring it up.
Because we could do 6 months. I mean, there's enough of us to spread it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like you said, this is the incentive to be here.
Right.
Right.
So if you speak, if Marie doesn't know that already, I'm sure she does. But that's what happened. But I do agree with you, though, as far as being repetitious. It's the opportunity there. But hopefully, if we don't have to make it into a formal, but I think we might have to. So make it like a 90-day or 3 month, 4 month, or whatever.
Yeah. But yeah. Like I said, I wanted to throw it out there.
No.
Keep it in mind. And right now, I can look back in the minutes and get a list.
Yeah.
I don't have one right now. But.
Well, can you say that part again? I'm sorry. What did she say?
Well, Stump Be Gone has just won recently to put on the town hall sign.
Mm-hmm.
So when, first of all, he didn't have his own card. He had your card, I think, and put his name.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And then she said, oh, well, you know, he just won recently, so I have his information. So she was able to put that up. But she said, you know, I mean, for the looking at the sign, you don't want to see the same thing or even think that it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. You'd say, oh, that was just up there. Maybe they didn't change the sign.
Yep.
So there's just different things.
Oh, so that's what the 6 month thing was about.
Yeah.
You can't win it.
I think there's enough people here to put a 6 month.
Right. To say you can't win again if you.
Sometimes it's not in one meeting, we only have 6 people.
Right.
Yeah, but it's like I said, it's a suggestion. See what we think and go from there. Yeah, because I don't want to make lots of rules, but it makes sense not to be very repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
And to give somebody else a chance.
Right.
Okay, now I'm done. Until we get to economic development.
Okay, so Sandy, you're up.
All right. So here's the if anybody wants to call me, they're up here. Sorry I was late. In the main account, we have $3,320.29. the check for Winnie is outstanding because we just put it in the box. Under the Beacon Warrior account, we now have $5,718.99. Last month, if you were here, remember we had written a second check to get our nonprofit status. They sent us, I was like, wow, it looked like your refund check. Like, it was a real official check. So anyway, we got our $275 back. I had transferred over $6,000 from the overflow account to give the new endorsers enough money to start buying food because school's back in session. And we started working with the subcommittee to extend the program to the senior citizens. That's why I was late. I was stuffing envelopes right before at Charlene's house, right before I got here. The backup account has $10,399.21. The Thanksgiving account has $631.30. All we've paid for out of that account so far was an ad in the Shopper's Guide to run for 2 weeks. We still have to pay for our food. I know everything's gone up, so chances are we may use that all this year, but Sherwood's is ordering. They're making the stuffing for us, but they're ordering the turkeys and the like potatoes, like a lot of the food for us. So we're going to get it from a vendor, like one of their vendors. We get the large quantities, but I didn't get that bill yet, so I don't know how much that's going to be. And then the golf tournament account still has the same money at $13,920.54. Dave, we have two more signs still to get made, the two that were missing. I sent Dave, right after the golf tournament, I sent Dave an email to make those signs for us. And I never heard back from him. And I honestly, when I pass it along, it's somebody else's responsibility. And I got on my break of follow up, but I followed up. And he said, oh my God, I can't even find your email now. He says, I'm so sorry. That was just this week. So I sent it back over to him. So I don't want to close out the golf tournament account until I have all the expenses paid. I'm just OCD about that. So once that's the last bill that's out there. And so once that's paid, then I'll transfer everything but the $500 into the backup. And we have members. Any questions? That's a boring treasurer's report.
Okay. Tira.
So the big news is that we got a second grant to fund the development of the Small Business Center over 65 Main. The prior federal award was for $240,000 to reno, as you know, and I came back for vacation to find in my inbox a notice that the Fed has also given us $124,000 in change for the development of the business plan, maintenance plan, and curricular programming. So what that means is the way I wrote the grant is I have four organizational partners, Teague being one of them, Connecticut Rural Conservation and Development, which is an agricultural advocacy group of which I know on the council as a member at large, and Eastern Connecticut Conservation District to work on the development of this, in addition to having input from TDA, EDC, Thompson Ag, blah, blah, blah. The concept that I pitched to the Fed is the same one I've been talking about all along, having the focus on food system and small agricultural startups, not as an exclusive focus, but as the main focus to draw people in, because that's where we're situated. We're situated in a rural mm-hmm. area. And because those kinds of careers are things that you can access with limited higher education, right? So it's a good fit for our physical region and also our educational profile of what we've got going on. So each of those four organizations has a different expertise to contribute to the development of the facility. Teague obviously can hook us up in the long run with a clientele, right, to potentially take advantage of the program that would be offered in basic business skills or in food system business development, also allowing us to access their commercial kitchen. The Connecticut RC&D has experience developing things like agricultural commons, and they do outreach to veterans, for farmers, young farmers, so to try to pull them in. ECCD, Eastern Connecticut Conservation District, their specific expertise is going to be helping to develop the landscape plan for the adjacent 3.2 acres, which I've targeted as a free food forest public park, developed on permaculture principles. I could talk for an hour about that. It's,
that's behind the building?
That's behind. So Riverside Park is a 14-acre parcel. 3.2 acres of that abuts the back end of 65 Bay and is currently inaccessible to the public. It's lousy with invasive species, so the long-term plan is to develop that landscape plan, which will clear the invasives, replace them with high food value, edible native species, essentially as a park,
yeah,
that would be free food access, right? Yeah, so pawpaw, high bush blueberry.
Yeah.
That's all the planning. And then, Tyke Planning and Policy Group. One of my predecessors as planner for the town of Thompson is John Miskowski. He's done a lot of work to develop plans when he used to work for CME Engineering. Now he's out on his own, so he's going to help me put together the public engagement process, because what I pitched was essentially a year-long charrette, like we did with the branding study. Like get the interested people in, come in to really, you know, meet regularly, design this curriculum so that it meets the actual needs of the community, not just whatever I cook up in my head,
yeah.
Right? Because I can cook stuff up in my head all the time. That doesn't mean it meets community needs. So that's what's being funded. So now we have the architecture and engineering funded, we've got the rental funded, we've got the program development funded. There will be one more round of funding that I go after, and that's for implementation to get it off the ground before it becomes self-sustaining. But for the next 18 months to 2 years, that's what we're going to be looking at. So as it ramps up, I'm going to be coming back to that, so you guys going, you know, who wants to be involved? How do you want to be involved? And we'll have to develop a schedule. Now I just got this notification. I haven't seen a grant agreement yet, so I'm sure it'll be a couple months before we can even get that piece rolling. But
okay,
that's
excellent news. That's
when
great.
When did the rentals start?
I just officially hired today the architecture firm, so they have to do their work first, and then I can't remember what performance period I put on that. And then once we have that in hand, we'll go out to bid for construction, and we will get as much renovation as $240,000 will pay for, because that's what the Fed gave us. And as that is happening, there's nothing stopping that program and piece from going, so that, you know, they can activate in rapid succession.
Right, right.
Cool.
So, is the building going down, or are they just...
It's going to be renovated, not demoed.
Not demoed.
Yeah. The most ecological structure is one that you don't put in a landfill. I've been in there many, many times. It's in rough shape, but I looked at houses in shape that rough to move into.
Right.
So
yeah, I have to.
Yeah. It's eminently fixable with enough willpower and enough funding. And now we have
a lot
of both.
Yeah. Awesome.
They said it couldn't be done.
So
yeah,
did it?
Did
we skip
the
Teague
report?
They lied.
So we skipped Teague by accident. I'm sorry. You're up, Joanne.
So for us this time of year, we're gearing up for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. A lot of organizations are doing fundraising for us. I really appreciate that. So you know, folks that are in need of a holiday meal or Christmas toys for children or family, we send them our way.
Okay. Anything that you guys can put up on the website or Facebook, you're looking for stuff or
sure.
Events coming up?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Back to Brian, EDC.
Okay. EDC, as Sandy had already asked me, there were no new businesses that I reported last month. Our discussion was Community Day wrap-up. Just general, what we thought, how it went, if you guys have any input to that. Who went to community day? What did you think? What did you think, Seth?
I thought it was good. Inclusive.
Because, I mean, the comments I was getting, people were pretty happy considering it was a rain date. It was Columbus Day weekend, which wouldn't usually be Columbus Day weekend. So generally they were happy with what they got, even though we might have had more walk-through and spectators if it was the original weekend.
We had a blast.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I had to send them out for more pumpkins. 50 more pumpkins, you're right.
Until 7, yeah.
Until 7?
Mm-hmm.
Our says this room at six, from 6 to 8.
I don't...
Check. Yeah.
Brian, the only thing that's questionable about today, by about 2:30, it really seemed to die out. So I don't know if there's any consideration to shortening it or maybe bringing in an event to keep it going. Something different.
Yeah, and 2:30 was when the band started, I believe, which was pretty good, but there weren't many people listening.
It was too late. When they were starting, I was like, they're starting now. Like, I was getting ready to pack up almost. So it was like, we already gave away all of our giveaways were pretty much gone, and it was just winded down by the time the band really started. So I don't know. Maybe if they would even play earlier, you know, probably would have a better crowd there. I don't know how that works.
We still have kids coming to our booth at 4. Thinking we were going to pack it up, but we weren't. They were still eating away.
The pumpkins were back there for sure.
Yeah, the food and the vendors were still getting traffic somewhat. But yeah, I mean, every year we talk about the length. This year we moved it back to 11, or moved it up to 11, so that people could get kind of acclimated before the presentation started. The new
issue.
We did have an issue this year with scheduling, because one of the things that canceled, and Brian and Levensey had done a schedule with, you know, 12:11 and 12:13, and people were going by that, and it got moved up by 10 minutes. So even Mae Flexer had missed her cue because she was taking her time going by the schedule. So I had suggested that we just say presentation start at noon. And just be there. Because my kids came up and said, when are you presenting business of the year? It's done.
In terms of the length of the event, for anybody who's wanting to actually sell something, you don't want your window to be too short, because then they don't have an opportunity to profit for being there. Like, they've got to have enough time to sell enough stuff to make their cash back, and I think that's particularly the food trucks. We don't charge that much for the craft vendors. But even for a craft vendor, like, it wouldn't be worth it for me as a craft vendor to go to a show that was 2 hours long.
Right.
And that would be kind of that show. But when I was walking out at 3, there was no one at the vendors along the strip. There was no one there.
I'll bring it up. I mean, like I said, there already was a meeting discussing community day, but yeah, we always talk about what went wrong, what can we change, what didn't go well, so we can substitute. So yeah, I made a note, and we'll see
it was
what.
It's a great day.
Mm-hmm. I think that next year I'll probably get my own space, because I just put up my Trex display kit and my Anderson window stuff outside the TBA tent, and I got 4 leads that day just by having that stuff there, and people asked me questions about it. So.
Yeah, and remember that any of you, if you don't want to set up, you can bring flyers and business cards to the TBA table. And you can stand there or not stand there. One thing I suggested to Brian, because I've been getting some feedback, and we've talked about getting restaurants involved with TBA, because we have none, bring back one of the food competitions.
Oh, yeah, neat idea.
We used to have the pizza. Everybody in town who made pizza was there, and you got a little piece and you voted. We could have all the restaurants participate in, say, a chili cook-off. May not be their specialty, but it gets them involved. Maybe we'll get some businesses in the TBA,
mm-hmm.
and it puts more stuff on the field. And the more stuff we have on the field, maybe the more participation from the town. So that was one of my suggestions.
That's a great suggestion. I like food.
Well, who doesn't?
You haven't talked about diet.
What's that?
The diet you started.
I'm doing good.
You can't like food if you're on that.
Yeah, it wasn't on the schedule for EDC.
26 pounds I've lost in 6 weeks.
Yeah, we talked about 65 Main. We were working on putting in a bike repair station because we have all the bike and hiking trails and things. And we gave up the funds for that because the town is having a bit of a shortfall. We haven't picked a location yet anyway, so we'll pick that up next year. And we did agree to funding jointly with Trails, Thompson Rec, and the Historical Society to fund a PA system. Because we've been borrowing. Now that gives us the opportunity to do more things on the field. Business Expo, maybe set up again at the food truck, the Foodie Fest. Let me just silence that. EDC agreed to participate in that. We're all kicking in $400 to get a PA system, which could benefit the TBA too. So, okay, now I'm good.
All right. Winnie Radio Report. This is not here. I just looked here on my calendar, and David... Something? Chap Delane? Do you know him?
He's the cleanout guy, so he,
Oh, the chimney cleaner. DC's cleanout. Okay.
Yeah. He signed up like a while ago, but for this one?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I'm and I signed up apparently, but I didn't even remember that, so I just looked. So I'm like, okay, I'm going on Winnie next week.
And it looks like there's one available spot still for November 15th. So if anybody wants to sign up, jump online, tbaconnect.com.
Oh, so...
Sandy, is it worth...
He just said that there was two on there for...
I see one.
On my calendar, it says David and Daniel Bennett.
Oh, really?
But for Thanksgiving? Yeah.
I don't know why it would be on my calendar without...
Yeah.
I don't remember signing up, so that's weird. Unless... Oh, unless it just says my name on there because it's my account.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe I'm not going on, maybe.
So do we have openings for that?
Yeah, we do have an opening.
What got confused?
It just has my name on there because it's my Calendly account.
Oh.
So.
Well, then why don't you put yourself on that calendar?
Well, I don't really need to go on Winnie. I mean, I will if nobody else.
Is there anybody interested who hasn't gone?
I can go on. Because I'll talk about the expansion of the Weekend Warrior program, and I'll talk about Thanksgiving dinner and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all.
Here, do you want to register? Go ahead.
Okay.
Click on it. Click. So cute.
Nothing happened.
I broke
it.
It
was
broken.
Let me call
Mr.
Nelson.
It's about 10 minutes
to 6.
That's also a good testament to his service.
Yeah.
Calls at 10 minutes to 6 in the morning.
I did.
I get answered.
I was crying for 40 minutes, and then I said, "Okay, I really did." Oh, never mind. I did that.
So, well, she's doing that. The Weekend Warrior, Bob Neuendorf. I text him earlier this week, or it must have been last week actually. And asked him if he had a reporter, if he was going to come. And he said, yep, I'll see you guys on Monday night. So I replied that it wasn't on Monday. It was on Wednesday at the library. And he never replied to that. So he didn't give me a report.
He came Monday night for our meeting.
Is that what he was...
The expansion of the program.
That's what the confusion was. I get it. He was probably like, what do you mean it's not
Monday?
Yeah,
but Monday he did say he was coming here.
Oh, he did? Okay.
I'm so low.
It's not a touch screen. Can you make it a touch screen, Chris, please?
Chris?
Make it a touch screen for me.
I broke again.
No, you did.
So,
never... ever sign up.
Chris and Celeste, do you guys have anything for the golf tournament right now?
No, as far as next year, it's the same.
Excuse me, can I just ask what...
fiscally, please?
It's the TBA.
Okay. Somehow or other, you weren't on the schedule, but I don't know how it...
I was talking to him when I went in and scheduled for like 6 months
in
advance.
Right, I know, and I somehow, that's okay, I took over, they have another room, so
okay.
I just wanted to make sure that I got you on the schedule as
okay.
well, so I have no what's here.
Thank you.
Sorry for this
makeup. All we're doing right now is, it's the third Sunday, the third Friday again next year, where I go and make sure that Mike knows that, and...
Yeah, it's kind of early for that, for right now.
We already have the contract for next year.
Yeah, I did see we did it.
So it's September 15th.
September 15th.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, that's right. Good
talk. Yeah, and we have the contract already. Everything's booked in.
Okay.
Meetings will start in January.
Thank you.
That will have to be done. Right, Sandy?
What?
Meetings start in January.
Meetings start in January.
For the golf meeting.
Yep. Be there or be square.
That's fine.
Cool. All right, so moving on to special orders. I just wanted to get back to what my original vision and goal was for the TBA when I took over. I've been here for almost a year, and I've been really busy, so I haven't been able to put as much effort into it as I really want to. But I still have, I still am going to do that. And so it's actually Gary Osbray from Winnie Radio who said this to me when I was talking to him a couple weeks ago that. It would be a good legacy for us to turn this business association into to get it so we have a better system in place, and that when like the Putnam Business Association, every 2 years they change administration. So Gary's just about done with being president for his 2 year term, and what they do is they move up. So like the president is done, and then the vice president moves up to president, and they move up the line, and they bring somebody new in at the bottom. So we don't have to follow that system, but I want to get to where we do have a system in place to update the administration either once a year or every 2 years. And so, because I don't want the same thing to happen that happened to the last administration, where they did it for, what was it, Sandy, 5-6 years straight, and nobody wanted to take it from you guys.
So, so then everybody just kept staying in their position because nobody wanted to do it.
Right, and it got, people were just, sick of it,
and
done with this.
It was the same people doing the same things.
And I had done it for 5 or 6 years before that.
Right. So I don't want that to happen. I don't want to see the same thing happen. I want to get it to a point where people are eager to want to take a leadership role because they see the value in it for their business, and we move on like that. So I just wanted to touch upon that again. I really appreciate everything. I know a lot of people put in a lot of effort to this, and I really appreciate everybody's work, and I'm going to really start diving into making that happen.
Sure. With the general membership, we do reach out through email and whatnot. This would probably be a good sounding to let them know that this is needed to be, if you're not attending, that maybe your presence might be needed to serve.
Yeah.
And because of the longevity of the group. So if you can't make it now, but if you could just start thinking about it,
right?
The whole general, was it 75, 85 numbers?
Oh, no, we're at 54.
50, I'm sorry.
54, yep.
So, earlier the better, right? And just keep it as repetitive, maybe, because, keep it out there so that it's not just for once or twice, just like our regular correspondence, in other words,
mm-hmm.
saying, hey, by the way, or just as a reminder,
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you reminded me of another thing is we need a secretary. We don't have a secretary. I know everybody's busy, and there's only a handful of people here, two handfuls of people, but If anybody knows, would like to take that position on, or anybody knows somebody else that might be interested in it, we would appreciate the help finding somebody to do that. So.
Nobody jumped at that.
Well, I told Dan I have a car club for 30 years, and in one meeting I had somebody take notes. In 30 years. I would be presiding, chairing the meeting and taking notes at the same time. People don't jump on that.
I've heard too. I'm afraid I stretch myself too thin.
That's why Dan mentioned people are busy. We know that, but it would be nice if somebody, you know, actually wanted to do it.
What would it entail? I mean, just taking the minutes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We were in a club where the secretary was doing a newsletter, and she was just like flat out all the time, and that club just totally fell apart.
Yeah, well, there isn't
a lot. I'm doing like the email blasts and stuff through MailChimp, so yeah. that part's good.
Right, there is no
emails, by the way.
Yes, Bianca.
Wait, I did get the minutes, though.
Then
is that the last thing?
So yeah. just a reminder for everybody who's on the mailing list, if there's ever a time when you don't get the email blast about meetings or about anything in general from TBA, always check your spam folder just in case. And if it's landing in spam, even if it's sporadically, just make sure that you take that email and add it to your safe senders list. Otherwise, it'll keep on sporadically ending up in your spam box and junk folder. So just add us to your safe sender list, and it'll work. It'll be fine.
So the second thing on the list is code of conduct. We started talking about this last month because we were talking about a vetting process for new members. And so there was a lot of opposition to that. And it was a lot of good points about that. And so then what was brought up instead was creating a code of conduct. So I have reached out to the PBA and Gary again for some support for this. And I haven't set up a meeting with him yet. But I want to talk to them and see what they have in place. And we'll make that happen. I put it on the list because I didn't know if anybody else had any input or wanted to put any input into that this
Once
month.
Once we have that in place, should we also add that to the website too?
It would be part of the bylaws, and then so then it would be on the website. What's that?
B&I has that.
B&I does have a code of conduct too.
Sentence thing that when someone new belong goes.
Oh, I mean, right.
I'm not saying steal the ears.
Right.
You could go by that.
That's a good thing to look at for sure, right? But we're talking about like writing a code of conduct into the bylaws that just protects everybody from that. I don't know. We don't really need to get into the details of what happened, but there was an incident between two members of the TBA where one of them was purposely going after the other one. It wasn't a good situation. It's not something that somebody should do. You're a member of this organization. You shouldn't be giving somebody else a hard time. I don't want to go into the details of the crap, but it's not a cool situation. So
what's the sixth sentence that you were talking about?
Basically, when someone new joins one of the B&I groups, they stand up, everybody stands up, and they, in front of the group, mm-hmm. they read these six things that they will not, you know, they'll be...
I will follow up on the referrals.
Yeah.
Right, I will follow up on the referrals that I receive.
And, yeah. And they won't do things to bring the group down.
You get sworn in, and you stand in front of the room with your right hand up, and they read off the six things, and you repeat, the whole group repeats, but you're getting sworn in, and you're agreeing to the code of conduct. Yeah.
Just something, I mean, not like I said, not to do anything word for word, but just, you know.
It's a good thing to look at. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, so. The fall and winter mixer.
Well, I was waiting for you to get back to me with the restaurant conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
I haven't had time to do any of it, so.
All right, we're going to go on another. All right, so we've had this idea. Now I'm not sure what we'll do. So you haven't called anybody?
I have not.
So the idea was to have, like, invite restaurants and maybe, like, retail vendors or some type of retail vendors, whether it be crafters or anything else, to a winter, like, walk in the park or somewhere and set up, like, tents and have food from each restaurant. And we were going to offer a discounted rate for them to have their spot, and if you paid that rate, whether it be, I don't know, I was thinking like $40, that got them like 1 year's membership to TBA, and that would draw in like restaurants and vendors, people we don't have, like businesses we don't have. But anyway, I had sent Dan the list of restaurants because I wanted to see who would want to participate. And like I said earlier, I'm like terrible at follow-up, so I never even asked him if he did it. I just passed it on, waited for him to come back, call back, and then I did nothing.
I did send you an email back saying that I was very busy, and I did reply to your email with that. I said thank you very much, I appreciate it.
Like when I sent it to you, like a month ago?
Yeah, like a few weeks ago at least. Yeah. Well, I have the list right here in my briefcase. I carry it with me every day. And I yes.
That I put together. I even called people to make sure I wasn't missing anybody, but anyway.
Yes.
All right, so do we have any other ideas? I do want us to get together for even like some kind of something. Anybody have any ideas? Missy and I spoke about maybe drafters upstairs. Now we're running out of time, so we're not going to have a...
Well, we could do our next meeting.
You're never really running out of time because there's always more time ahead of you. I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is if you wanted to do something with restaurants, January is the slowest time for anybody. So you might not hit... holiday, right, which I feel like that was where you wanted to go.
Yeah.
But places are busy at the holidays.
Yeah.
Right? And anybody, and if you're talking about including craft vendors, anybody who's any good has booked a year out anyway.
Yeah, true.
And they're well booked by them. But a lot of artists do their restaurant weeks in January, February, March because they are the slowest times of year for restaurants. So you could probably organize something using drafters banquet hall in January if everybody was interested in that.
I'd have to do it early because I get unholy, only can't breathe busy. So
so then the question is who in this group is good at that outreach? If it's not Dan and if it's not you and you know who
I really don't mind calling. I've just been really busy.
So if there's a drafter using their spot, might be a great idea. So I can call and just book it, see what they have open, and book it, and then get the list of invite of local businesses from Marina, and then spend another day mailing stuff.
Would it be worth talking to Crystal at Drafters and saying, would you donate the use of the hall and you be a member for a year of the TBA?
Absolutely, but that's a conversation I don't like having. Like, I'm not good at, like, listening stuff, so somebody else can do that.
I'll call. I promise I will.
And book it, and
I will make that happen.
I will call and I don't mind calling and booking the hall. That I don't mind. And then once we have the time, the date, I can fly with it. Maria will help me and we'll fly with it. And just make another, like we did in the spring. Like our expo in the spring, we'll do it in the winter instead. But I don't want to ask her to give it to us.
I will ask that question. I will get to it this week, I promise.
But it's not really asking her for a free. It's offering her a TBA membership,
right,
because she's not a member yet. So it's a great way to get her involved in the TBA as well.
Yeah, all those words will never come out. I am not
coming out with you. I think Celeste's practically
ready. I'll go with you.
No, I'm not going. I'm going to make a phone call. I am not a salesperson.
Okay.
I'm not good at asking for money. I'm not good at any of that. I never ask. I will happily decorate for them for Christmas. Speaking of that, there's two businesses in town. Well, they're from Concord, but I bet they'll want to do it around here. I don't know if you've seen it.
East Coast, they do East Coast power washing and...
Is that Eric Gordon?
No, it's not. Greg White runs it. He's expanding. He's going to start... So when his season ends, well, it should have ended before November, but they're going to start hanging poster plates. That's their business. They're going to go...
Oh, that's a... There's good money in that. There's good money in that.
Yeah. So he's going to go... So I'm going to be like one of the houses he's going to decorate. Because I do his bookkeeping and stuff. So he's going to decorate the house, make up a sign. I think he said he wants to call it something silly like Uncle Eddie, like from Christmas Vacation. What's his
name?
Uncle Eddie. And then put up a sign, and I let him put a sign in the yard saying they decorated it, and then that might get him
business.
The next house.
Nice.
They do the holiday lights drive around that they did a couple years ago. If you're Rex, you're sure you get on that.
I will. Oh, yeah, then say he, yeah.
I don't know if they're doing that again this year. They were just doing that during the year when they couldn't do other stuff. They should be encouraged. Young families out. I think they're stuck inside and they were continuing to do that because it's really no effort, extra effort for Rex. As far as I know, they're doing it again because they mentioned my son and saying, well, you know, they they can't win every year. He was going to disqualify him. I said, they only lost one once.
But that's a neat thing. Oh, here's the thing he said he's going to do is take light, like he's going to measure lights for your house and then box them up so next year he has your lights already.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
How cool is that? And then he makes like custom extension cords based on where your power is. Like, all right, anyway, that was really cool.
I should also mention, and I forgot to mention it before, not exactly a new business in town, but it was confirmed for me yesterday afternoon or this early this morning. Superior Bakery is coming on the market, officially coming on the market. So
okay. They've been banging around in there.
Hmm?
They've been banging.
Yeah, well, they stripped it. It's just a cement box now.
Oh,
right.
That is very
cleaned up. but it is going on, you know, the commercial, probably LoopNet and whatever else. So if you do know anybody who's looking for
a big space,
that is going to be available. I've actually already put them in touch with three different interested parties, but anyone who could, you know, go through or fall through.
What's up with Picadillo? Harmon,
they closed.
They were only open about 6 months.
That's how I found out when I was making your list. I found out they were closed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was the old.
Picadillo.
The Italian place.
The old Monte Bianco.
Yeah. Oh, that's
not bad.
They opened the longest.
Right. I was there for a while.
It's a crummy building.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no traffic really. There's no good big place for an eating room. Right.
You can't have functions there.
True. Right.
And they don't own it. The owner is not doing anything to that building.
Perfect deal matters to you for sure.
Right. Oh, yeah, especially for the food.
They complained about the mess that was going on with the sidewalks, but look at it now.
Well, yeah, I just said that
looks really good. I saw it, I think it was just yesterday for the first time I drove through and saw it all finished. That looks great up there.
I just noticed the
and it looks
on the other side.
Those spots aren't real.
Are they not real?
Without getting too much into it, the state owns the right of way, which essentially comes right to the edge of the building. So we told them 2 years ago they were leaving those spots. And we, in part, as part of the plan, gave them some offset spots. On the sides, 4 or 5, so on the opposite side of Ross.
Okay. That's what I meant.
But they got very anxious and unhappy when the construction was going on, and they started going back about, well, how dare you take the parking away? So those two spots are not legal spots. We agreed to leave them in that condition temporarily so that the owners of the building could pursue a potential lease in the right of way with the state.
Oh.
We already know the state is not going to give it to them.
Why? What? Why?
That's terrible. So I have to say that I disagree with the state's assessments on this. Just like based on their traffic studies and their standards, even those two spots, they don't like the way they pull out. Now, they're looking at it on a piece of paper, on a plan. Sometimes it does look different when you're on the ground, and I think that if they looked at it on the ground, they might feel differently about it, but they've been very clear. They have no interest in those spots being there. So come the spring, we are probably going to have to continue that patio area over there. I'm sure that, you know, we'll get some flack about
thanks,
it.
Thanks, because it is like, it's so small in the back.
It is, but people have to do something to help themselves, which would be to pave and stripe their parking lot. Because as long as it's not striped, people will continue to park inefficiently.
Yeah.
And they could put a sign saying overflow parking on Market Street, even down here. If you were in Putnam Center and you could park in front of... What is it there? 8 by 8 Anyway, you would park in front of them. You would easily walk from this far to get to it. It's just that we have not been, as a community, accustomed to doing that.
Yeah.
But when he gets that patio area up in the nice weather, right, that is going to be more income generating for him than those two parking spots would ever be.
True.
So if he directed people to overflow parking at this underutilized lot, at the new place and on Market Street, he could easily expand his capacity.
Does he own those additional parking areas?
I'm just asking because I don't know. Well, he does. I've had some very heated discussions with them where I was accused of personally trying to sink their business.
He was just angry.
He was just angry. Yeah, I know. I mean, I take that stuff with for what it's worth. Other thing is, although it's still many years out, this is going to be 300 units. They're not going to need to park anywhere. All they're going to have to do is walk. And all of the things that we just did, expanding the seating capacity and making a more walkable area, in the long run, is going to be more income.
Yeah.
But people get anxious when things are
unfair. Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And I know that and understand it. But
and the way they put it before, when they were preparing it, They lost business. They couldn't get in there.
Right.
Like, I felt bad.
We all knew it was going to be a problem. And unfortunately, because it's outdoor construction, it's not like you can time it to their slow season. Because their slow season is the middle of winter, like everybody else. They can't do paving and pour concrete then. So it had to be during relatively high volume time. There was no way around it. And I was very sympathetic to the fact that it was impacting the business, but the long-term impact will be so much more
favorable. It'll be good.
And that's to the curb appeal matters. The curb appeal there is going to be so much higher.
That
already looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our EDC members have agreed, go in there, talk to Dan, let him know we're there, let him know that we're telling people that the place is open. And have alternative parking.
We
were doing that to support him and let him know that he's being supported.
Yeah. I have a question. Do we have any upgrades or any information on the Verizon issues in town?
Not since that last email that Chris and Brian, I think, were both copied on, which is that they are working on a contract, I think it was to share a tower, maybe with the state police, actually.
Which is up on Mountain Road.
I believe that was whatever it was, because it's a couple months now since they were saying that is also about a year out. And he didn't have anything better to say to me other than the temporary fix that everybody already knew about, which doesn't really address the problem.
Right.
But at least it is a finite period of time. So is it great? No, but... Do we have any leverage to do anything about it? Probably not.
I want to speak against that. I know about the sharing of the tower.
Yeah, well, that was the last one.
I might have missed it. I don't know if you're wrong. I might have missed it, but I could go back and check that.
Yeah, the other one was to get something to enhance your signal in your building was the suggestion. Yeah, but that's useless if you're somebody like me or Dan or you're on the road. Well, can't get calls. You got to be in your building, so big deal. That's everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
That was and then you're exposing your business as well.
What do you mean exposing?
Well, you're exposing your business because now you're letting people use your guest stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're leaving yourself with an exposure of people taking advantage or finding another way to break into your other things.
Well, the enhancers don't work that well, so that there wouldn't be...
I'm sorry.
Well, the enhancers don't work that well. It just helps you maybe use your phone in your house. My daughter has to use one in Dudley up by Nichols. But the neighbors, it's not strong enough so the neighbors can use it. So it really wouldn't make a difference as far as intrusion.
They separated the guest and the regular networks are separated. They can't connect, and not only that, that's a good reason why something like that. Just like your email or anything, you should be changing your password. You should also change your password on the guest every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So I went to Verizon recently for something with my phone, and I'm like, oh, well, do you guys ever in Thompson? I'm like, yep, don't talk to me about the service in Thompson. And they're like, oh, they're working on it. And I said, listen, I've heard that for the last 6 months from you, because you talked to us about it in the springtime. We were working on something, that there's going to be a fix. I'm like, so can you give me a date? Can you give me a time? He gave me a name. And I said, fine, I want his number. He said, I can't do that. I'll get fired. Not my problem. You gave me the name. You know, he gave you the name.
Yeah, my beef is that the signal used to be better.
Mm-hmm.
It was never great, but it was better, and they changed something.
Yep.
Went to 5G.
But it went to 5G.
And that would make it worse?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you watch all 5G commercials, no matter what company it is, they're out in the open. They're not between buildings. They're not in downtown New York City or Boston or Chicago or something like that. They're out in... Even if they are in a city, it's like in a park somewhere. Because once you start hitting metal and concrete and stuff like that, 5 just falls apart.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's...
That's one of the issues with 5G, is that you need so many of the stations, whatever.
Right, or machines or whatever, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, you're good. So, is there any announcements?
No, but I have a question.
Okay.
Tom Goodhill cleanup, community cleanup on the 26th. What is that?
That's got to be the volunteer group. So the Thompson Common is owned by the Congregational Church.
Okay.
That is not owned by the town.
Okay.
Despite common misconception, which is an understandable one. It looks like municipal green, but it's not a municipal green. So they have a volunteer society that does the maintenance of it. I think Nick Dunhue is on that. I think he's doing their mowing now. So, they're dependent on volunteer labor. DPW has nothing to do with that. So whatever that date is, I'm sure
it's somebody. Where did you get that? Yeah.
I thought on Facebook, and I thought it was tied to TBA, so I was like, oh, well, I'll volunteer. And then I was noticing I wasn't finding it in places. And then I was like, is it another Thompson?
Like, oh, it does say Nick's business on here.
I wonder, how come they always have the Easter eggs out there?
Because they work with REC to do it.
No, well, yeah, REC ran the Easter egg. Years ago, I was on the commission, mm-hmm. and we had a half Easter egg hunt at the common.
Right, so the church gives them permission to do it.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's beneficial for the church, it's beneficial for REC, and they allow them to do it.
I wonder if they'll let us do this.
My experience with people asking the congregational church if they can use the common, and it is limited, and I'm very friendly with them, is that they get wicked nervous about anything that brings a lot of traffic up there. And it is particularly sensitive for them right now because their relationship with the Mason House, without getting into it too much, is not good. So they are not happy about the traffic coming in for the events at the Mason House.
Okay.
And the one time I contacted them, which is when we first did Fairy Fest,
the original organizer, originally wanted to do it up there, and you know, I was trying to help sort of navigate that conversation, and they were like, no, no, way too many people. Now, if it was small enough, you might be able to convince them.
But you have hundreds of kids at the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, I don't know. They've just been doing it so long.
And there's cars everywhere. And
I'm just telling you my experience with trying to organize a new thing is that they don't like, and they do the tax sale up there, too.
Yeah.
And they're raising money from the tax sale, so that changes their motivation.
Right. But this part's very different. But tax sale day is crazy.
Yeah, so, and it is actually a problematic area for any kind of parking.
Right.
I go and sell maps up there now for the tax sale that day, and that is not a great place to have people like pulling off back.
Oh,
it's just not. But given the fact that they also now have a fraught relationship with the Mason House, I would be very surprised. It doesn't mean don't go ahead and contact them, but I would be very surprised if they would be willing to have new things happening there.
You would think they'd have a good relationship with the Mason House. Where there might be potentially weddings and events there.
Yeah, that's
spying the nose off your face.
Yeah, I know the reason that it's fraught, and I'm not going to get into it here because it would be unflattering to one or more of the parties involved. But that relationship is not going to be healed anytime soon.
Oh, so sad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're doing a cleanup.
Does anybody else have any announcements they would like to make or any more questions?
We're so early.
We are early.
That's okay.
We are going to pick the winner for the featured business of the month. Come on, I didn't do that on purpose. I can't pick me. That's not
okay.
I can. Yeah, by the way. I didn't do that on purpose.
All right.
It was rigged. I thought it was rigged.
So you got that. You passed that on to who needs to go to. And I will call this meeting to order at 6:30. Oh. I mean, disorder. Yeah, disorder, yeah.
Sandy, we going out?
I have to start on that.
Have your medical stuff to deal with.
So tomorrow morning at 7:45 a.m., I have to go through a